Hello. As part of our special Ask an Expert series with Lutheran Kosciuszko Hospital, we are talking with Kim Finch, who is the Chief Nursing Officer at Lutheran Kosciuszko Hospital. She has worked at LKH most of her career, serving in the front line as a nurse and now in administrative leadership. Her staff has been there for community members during one of the worst health crises of our lifetime, the COVID-19 pandemic. Thanks for being here, Kim. Now, what exactly is emergency medicine?
Well, emergency medicine is a specialty service line that is dedicated to take care of emergent patients. So that could be an injury, that could be an illness, that could be a chronic disease even that flares up with acute symptoms. So our staff is trained to take care of those specific things in a prompt and efficient way and working together collaboratively.
All right, something in my mind, the question always comes up, when exactly should a person go to the emergency room?
Well, anytime that you feel you have acute symptoms or an injury that needs prompt attention. So that could be, you know, a laceration, that could be you're having chest pain, that could be you're exhibiting signs of a stroke, that can be and signs and symptoms of a stroke, inability to talk, weakness on one side, a severe headache. Obviously, with those type of symptoms and chest pains, we really prefer that you call 911. That's the best way to get you into the emergency room, get you in promptly and quickly.
So lots of times when we're talking about an emergency room, you're getting picked up by an ambulance. What exactly is happening and what is happening prior to your arrival when you're in an ambulance?
So when that call goes out to 911, it dispatches an ambulance to go to your home. And at that point in time, the EMS crew, paramedics, basic EMTs, they do an assessment and they call into the hospital. They have protocols of things that they can do automatically, and then they let us know what the signs and symptoms are that patient's having. The doctor in the ER can then give orders if they want them to do something differently and bring them in, and then we're all ready to go. So we know what we're dealing with before they get there.
So what happens when you actually get to the ER? What is triage, and why is the wait to see a doctor sometimes longer than others?
Yeah. So triage is really prioritization. So a nurse will go out into the lobby. We have a special triage room, and they'll do an assessment. Look at your symptoms. You know, if it's something minor, you may be asked to wait ahead of somebody who's coming in with acute crushing chest pain. So it's just a matter of priority to get you back. Our priority is to try and get everyone back. And we really pretty much pride ourselves. Our average triage time is 5 minutes. Mm. So it takes about 5 minutes for most patients to get back into a room.
Okay, so what can you expect after you're cared for in any emergency room or ER?
So typically then a nurse will come in, do an assessment, followed by a doctor. That doctor will do an assessment and then order tests. That might be imaging studies, a chest x-ray, CT scan, could be an ultrasound, and then, of course, lab work. So then our nurses draw most of the lab work, so that makes it a little bit faster to get that blood down to the lab. And a conjunction of those people working together, we could give you medications if you're in pain. Those sort of things start the minute you hit the ER door.
Thanks for bringing this up to speed. That's Kim Finch. She's the Chief Nursing Officer of Lutheran Kosciuszko Hospital, and this has been a part of the special Ask an Expert series with Lutheran Kosciuszko Hospital.